This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We will hear from Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy in just a minute. But before we get to that, I had a thought since we were just doing baseball nuggets. Did you see that the Tigers fired their GM?
Yeah, yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was really interesting because they're about to have their sixth straight losing season. And so the baseball team decided they should probably fire their GM. I thought that was an interesting philosophy, that if you have six straight losing seasons, then maybe you should fire your GM. By the way, the Texas Rangers are on pace to have their sixth straight losing season. Just, I don't know if those two things are related or not, but something I thought I would mention right there. Also, do you remember, this is going back into last year, Nick Rolovich, the former Washington State coach for their college football program, who got fired because he did not want to get the COVID vaccine. He has now filed a $25 million lawsuit against the university for wrongful termination. I am very curious about whether or not there'll be more lawsuits like this, whether there already were. There probably have been lawsuits about this.
That aren't public.
Yeah, or aren't about sports, and so I don't, like, really lock in on being like, oh, my God, did you hear about the lawsuit with Starbucks or whatever that I don't really care that much about. But interesting note right there to see how that plays out and if there will be more lawsuits if it were successful, because I know that got a lot of publicity, but there's no way he was the only person who, like, ran into something like this.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to keep going on this. Is I just wonder this. Now it is about getting, if you got the vaccine, most likely it's worn off by now. Let's just say when they came out with the vaccine, you took the two shots.
It's the boosters.
Right, now it's the boosters. So what if you're like, I'm just not going to do the boosters anymore? Because then you're not vaccinated anymore. Yeah. The vaccination doesn't last your whole life. It lasts approximately, it seems like, 6 months.
Yeah. No, total possibility you might run into that.
It looks like there are 5,865 total cases in litigation at the moment, according to COVID-19 Employee Litigation Tracker and Insights. Yes, that's a website.
Oh, I mean,
well, it's Fisher Phillips, but that's the, they're tracking that.
Sure.
That's insane.
Holy cow. And, like, don't you get the sense that depending on how those lawsuits go, like, more people will jump in? Like, let's say most of them lost. Then I feel like you're like, well, I guess I have not a good legal outcome for this. But if most of them win, I feel like most people would be like, hey, that happened to me.
The most common industry it's in? What do you think?
Nursing. Or medical.
Healthcare, yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, I always thought, never mind. My personal opinions on this, probably not the
time
for that.
How many of them in Texas, though?
You know what?
270.
I am actually really curious about the makeup of this. And also, I know you guys don't usually get in on, especially Mike, on the MMA, but there is a kid who wrestled at Allen. He had his first fight in the UFC, Bo Nickel. He submitted somebody in 61 seconds. And he looks like he is the real, real, real deal. He won state championships at Allen. He won national championships. He was, like, this close to making the Olympic team, and now he's transitioned into MMA. So if you ever get the interest, local kid right there from Allen, Bo Nickel, getting work done.
Did he use the Ronda Rousey armbar? Is that his technique?
No, he did not. He used kind of like a rear naked choke, which sounds more seductive than it actually is. I saw the look on your face. It doesn't have anything to do with
when's
that.
When's your prime in that sport, and when's kind of the end?
I think usually you kind of hit your prime, though John Jones threw that all off. You kind of hit your prime around, for a lot of people, maybe like 28, so 28 to 34. Though there are people like Randy Couture who fought until the end of time. Jorge Masvidal is going to try to do that. But, yeah, I think 28 to 34 is probably decent.
When Randy Couture was in it, though, I'm not. I know it's still somewhat a niche sport.
But it was an older style.
Right. Like, I mean, now it seems like, I mean, there's way more people training for this sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To give you a better idea on, like, okay, like, there's so many good people. It's going to be rare at maybe 40 years old to really compete at this thing.
No, you're right. But he is 26. So, like,
okay, so entering his prime.
Yeah, so Bo Nickel has got the attention of the UFC. It was really funny, actually. He went on Dana White's contender show, and they're like, yeah, I think you need another contenders fight. That's like their tune-up to get into the UFC, and people are like, what? And so they're kind of doing a bit there with the contender series. All right, we may or may not get Mike McCarthy. So you know what? We'll just transition directly into My Buddy's an Idiot. So 877-881-1053. If your friend has a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, let us know. I have to start with the Brooklyn Nets. I get that you're asking for as much as you can get. But did you see that the Brooklyn Nets started their trade proposal for Kevin Durant by asking for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
I guess you got to start somewhere. You just say, I want the Boston Celtics.
Is there any part of them that thought, hey, this might work? KD is, like, really good. So we'll just take these two guys.
What would happen to KD, though? They're like, hey, you got your wish. You're traded to the Celtics. They have nothing left.
He'd be like, I want to trade again.
We just traded the Boston Celtics to the Brooklyn Nets for the Brooklyn Nets. And he's like, that's not exactly what I was hoping for here. I guess he'd get a new coach and a new general manager.
Yeah.
In that case, but he would then be playing with the exact same team in a different jersey.
And then you just think he would be unhappy all over again?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how many more years Kevin Durant has left. I'm going to guess 5.
Okay.
I bet he's going to get unhappy with his next situation.
Yeah.
He's never... It's weird. He seems so happy in Oklahoma City for so long, but then is like, I'm unhappy here. I'm unhappy there. It takes approximately 2 years for him to then become unhappy with his situation.
Because LeBron, it really is about LeBron and all the championships he's won and his chase for that. And it just makes KD look, and he hasn't won anything on his own.
It's weird because if he would have just stayed in Golden State, he would have another championship and be around a dynasty. Now, I guess they wouldn't have all the draft picks. They wouldn't. I forget exactly how they got James Wiseman / how they got Kuminga, how they got Moses Moody, right? I mean, there was all kind of random trades through the Kevin Durant, losing of Kevin Durant somewhat, and how they got Andrew Wiggins. But at the same time, if it's just about winning, he could have just stayed with Curry and Thompson.
But that's not
and Green.
It. That's his. It's his legacy. Like, it's, he's at that point now where he wants to be looked at as, where do I stand in the all-time greatest? And if I'm on this team, the super team, nobody's going to look at me.
Yeah, but he just wants to go to super teams.
I know.
He just wants to go to Miami.
But super teams that come to him.
Oklahoma,
that
he wants
builds.
To go to Phoenix.
Do you think then his legacy is going to be like... I mean,
he's just not going to have the same legacy as one LeBron, because LeBron was better.
Yeah.
I get LeBron's career is pretty much over, and Durant's career, his elite. And his prime is, right? Kevin Durant's prime is pretty much done.
Yeah.
It's going downhill, not slowly, but it's going downhill. And I think a guy like Giannis is going to have a better legacy in the NBA.
Because he said, I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
And then they won a championship.
Yeah, and I think that he's going to have more MVPs. I don't know if he's going to have more championships, but we're going to respect the Milwaukee championship way more than we'll respect the Golden State Kevin Durant championship. So as great as he is, he's better than Dirk Nowitzki, but I think Dirk Nowitzki will be held in higher regard. We'll all go, yeah, Kevin Durant's better, but we'll also go, it doesn't matter because we respect Dirk's career more.
Now, do you think, and this might be out of their control, I don't know if we need to ascribe blame here, Major League Baseball, maybe Frank Thomas, I hate to say, could be idiots because there'll be no Field of Dreams game next year at the Field of Dreams. Did you know Frank Thomas, the baseball player, and from She's Gonna Like It Too, and his partners, they bought the Field of Dreams site about a year ago, and they said the goal all along was like, build it up, have a youth and baseball and softball complex and everything like that. Maybe have a hotel. Like, they got big plans for this thing. But because of that, they won't have a Field of Dreams game next year because construction will be ongoing. I feel like this is building up a lot of momentum for Major League Baseball. It sucks that they won't be able to do it next year.
I see both sides of this. Is it was the most watched Major League Baseball game in the regular season since a 1998 game. I mean, you go 20 plus years and you have this game. I just wonder how long it can be. As in, I guess it was better teams, because I know it's happening tonight, but I'm not going out to Frisco, but I'm more interested in Jack Leiter versus Fernando Tatis Jr. I will flip it on. Don't get me wrong. I'll flip it on. And maybe it'll be way better than I think. But I feel like that first time, I just don't know how you match Yankees, White Sox, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Can you get the magic back every year?
If somehow James Earl Jones did come out there, then would you be like, holy crap?
That's my guess. And wouldn't we know about this by now, that James Earl Jones is going to be brought out onto the field to say, like, they'll come, Ray?
We knew about Costner last year going into it. We just didn't know how
we didn't know exactly
it.
How it was all going to be presented and everything, but Kevin Costner was doing interviews leading up to it, and he was there at the field, and we would have known right now that James Earl Jones has flown in, and right now he's in Iowa at the ballpark, and he's doing something. We don't know exactly how. We don't know, but they would be promoting it. I think that Kevin Costner's not promoting this, so he's not there.
Yeah.
I don't know if the lady, Susan Sarandon. No, that's Bull Durham.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. But
I don't know either.
Do you want James Earl Jones to show up as Vader or Mufasa? Like, which form do you want him to be? Do you want him just to be in the clouds? Like, them to have shapes of clouds.
Oh, my gosh.
Of all the characters he's been.
And actually, if they perfected the technology to change the clouds, then yes, I would actually.
And then I have a lot more questions.
How excited were you guys last year about this game? Versus how excited are you about tonight?
I think I'm actually more excited for tonight
because
of how awesome last year was. Is I was like, oh yeah, that sounds kind of interesting. Like the Winter Classic in the NHL. And then when I saw it, I was like, holy cow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to see the future editions of it. That's how I felt about last year's game. I'm more excited for this year's, even though the matchup's kind of, you know, like you said.
Man. I mean, I didn't know it was going to happen. I mean, I cried. Last year.
I remember
the whole Kevin Costner thing, the whole players coming out of the cornfields. It was just, you couldn't have had a better production leading into that game. And I just wonder, I guess I need to watch tonight to see, is there a way to recreate that and emotionally connect with me? And I think if you emotionally connect with me, I'm going to say for the baseball fan, you're going to emotionally connect with them. I just wonder how they're going to create that connection again.
Now, in the midst of My Buddy's an Idiot from the 330, My Buddy's an idiot. I asked him, how long does it take to cook a Hot Pocket? He said he puts his in for 1 minute and 60 seconds.
2 minutes.
Yeah, right? or say 120 seconds, or I don't know, pick a metric of time. Do you approve of this?
I think it's supposed to go in for a minute and 50 seconds.
Okay.
Is what I think it's supposed to be. But like to say 1 minute.
And, 10.
Yeah. To be like, you know what? I'm 6'12". You know, that's like, why? Why did you do that? It doesn't make sense.
Would you continue a conversation with somebody, or would you end it right there if they said they were 5'12"? Would you be like, I'm out?
I don't hear what more they have to say, because how do they pronounce marshmallow? You know, that's a good question at this point. So, everybody does things. Maybe they're just doing it as a bit. Maybe it's their bit. Like, they're just constantly throwing things out there. And if you start catching on to them and they're winking back, if they're just going through it that way, then maybe they're dumb.
Help me out with one more quick thing, since I swear I saw some people saying I'm an idiot for fake baby. It's imminent. It's happening.
Monday.
I thought it was going to happen last night, honestly. But yes, at least by Monday. Is when do you stop saying the number of months? Like, you don't want to say my baby is 30 months.
At a year.
At a year?
Really?
That's what I did.
I feel like 24.
Okay.
And once 23 months, I think you're still, it sounds okay to me. If you say 24 months, I'm like, that baby's 2 years old.
And I
get like 18 months, I get it's a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of times I'll hear parents say, oh, how old is your child?
Yeah.
And if they say 15 months, I kind of get it because you're just like, there's a lot of difference maybe between 1 year old and 1 year and 11 months old, because they still are one, but I think you got to say, well, almost two.
I just couldn't count. I couldn't keep count. So I just was like, once we got to a year, I was like, year
one.
Old.
Yeah, so. I gotcha. And I don't want to call out our listeners, but I see it from the 469, from the 817, and then another one from another 469. Come on, really?
Really
KD over Dirk? Yes, I love Dirk, but what are we even talking
about?
Yeah,
I think that, I look, Dirk's my favorite player of all time. KD can't even come into that conversation of my favorite, but I think if you look at the basketball resume and what they were able to accomplish, just KD took it to another level. KD did some things that we don't like as basketball fans. I think if you're saying, I don't like what he did either, and it ruined his reputation. Yeah. If he would have just stayed in Oklahoma City and figured out a way how to win one championship in Oklahoma City, we would think of him more highly as a basketball fan than we do in how he's done it. But he did it this way. He is. I don't know how you can't say he's not better than Dirk, even though I love Dirk more. Dirk is more respected, but I think KD took the game to another level.
And from the 682, I'm 396 months old now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you know how many months old Brandon is at this point?
Oh, no. I gave that up a long time ago.
He's 17 times 12.
And it's almost 18.
Almost 18, so just, I don't know.
So, holy cow.
Don't do the math. That's going to be too much.
216 months old in 2 months, so he's 214 months old. That's a weird way of doing it. But also, I think that means that person is 33. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we're going to talk with our BetQL insider, Quentin Mayo, and I do believe we will have the opportunity to talk with Mickey Spagnola as well. All of it next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now on the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayo. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights to sportsbooks. Don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Good morning, sir.
Fellas, good morning. How we doing?
I'm doing good, but I'm about to make your day worse. Let me ask you this.
I had a great start.
Yeah.
I had a question, too.
Sorry. I'm taking the first question. It's both of you jerks' fault. Okay. Is Quentin, this is a hypothetical situation. What would you do if you had a coworker who threatened that they were going to start going to the bathroom with the door open? How would you handle
number
that?
Number two, by the way.
Yeah.
Number two? Nah, man, I can't let that fly. Like, we're going to have a conversation about that. You can't just go to the restroom in front of me, number two. Like, it's just, there's line, there's etiquette, there's conduct, there's respect. I'm not feeling respected if you're leaving the door open while you're sitting down. Don't look at me while you're sitting down on the toilet. No, it's unacceptable.
The door doesn't lock, Quentin, and there's nothing you can do about it. So when they walk by, I say, hello, how's it going? Sorry, the door doesn't lock. So we're just going to have to deal with it.
You can't hold the door closed. There's no way. There's nothing you can do.
That's not comfortable.
Okay.
So the answer is yes, he could.
He doesn't respect his coworkers. I can tell.
Quentin
prefers comfort.
All right. That's a crazy question, but it did happen, and there's nothing I can do about it. All right. So let's talk about – I know I'm going all the way to week one, and I know there's preseason football about to happen, and maybe there's good preseason betting that I don't know about. But analytics tell us that we should bet on the Cowboys beating the Bucks on Sunday night football to start the year. Have you thought about Sunday night football, Cowboys, Buccaneers, and what way you're leaning betting-wise?
So this is what's been tripping me out about this game. I'm really conflicted with Tom Brady and, of course, the recent news today.
Yeah.
Away from the team until at least, what is that, August 20th he'll be back. That's the earliest he can, he'll be back. And then also the injuries to the center position. We know that Tom Brady is a capable quarterback regardless of how old he is. We know they have weapons that he can get the ball to, but if – number one, he's not there to maybe even form more of a connection with his weapons to start off, you know, the season on a strong note. And number two, he doesn't have the best protection right under center, the most important position on the offensive line. It could be a rough start opposed to a Dallas team who, you know, yeah, they may have lost some talent across, you know, multiple positions, but there is a consistency, it seems like, through camp as well. There's also a camaraderie in terms of the personnel that is there in the main areas on both sides of the field. So, if I had to make a decision like right here, right now, play, I mean, right now at BetMGM, they're 2-point underdogs, the Cowboys. I would lean the Cowboys to keep it close in that game because also week one, it's just anything is possible. I don't think you have any real true favorites week one, especially when you consider the situations for Tampa opposed to Dallas.
Did you just go Kevin Garnett on us with anything is possible?
Possibly. Possibly.
That was a saying. It was definitely a saying before Kevin Garnett, right?
I'm pretty sure he originated.
He made it the big popular one for sure. Quentin, the discussion on the G-Bag Nation yesterday kind of drifted to the potential for the Cowboys to trade for Roquan Smith, an unhappy player with the Chicago Bears. And I saw that you said, wake up, Ron. Does Washington have an interest in, is there a betting odd on where this dude lands or if he does land somewhere else?
Oh, man, I wish. Ron Rivera will pull the trigger on that because, of course, we need a linebacker in our facility. We need a true linebacker. Even though I like Damon Davis and Cole Holcomb, I think we need a guy. I mean, anybody needs a Roquan Smith, but I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger on that or even inquire. I know he wants a new contract, and that's going to be tough with the current cap situation that Washington has, especially, you know, with that guy named Carson Wentz taking up all that cap space year one here. So it would be interesting, though, if they want to sacrifice draft capital as well with, you know, the uncertainty at the quarterback position, because if you're not great this year, you know, you could get a real quarterback in this draft upcoming, and that's very important opposed to, you know, maybe just riding out with Carson Wentz and it not going your way, and then you're trading for Roquan Smith and then you're kind of handicapping yourself. So that's how I feel about that in D.C. I don't know if it's going to happen. We don't have odds currently right now where he would land. I wish we did have some specials on that. I don't know who the odds on favorite would be, but I think every team would be interested in him.
Now, you were talking, when you're talking about setting these odds, can you walk us through the process of how exactly one puts together these preseason point spreads? Because that seems like the biggest pain in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Whoever comes up with them, actually, I have to give my hat off to them because it is difficult. One thing that they definitely factor in a little more heavily is just starters versus reserves. When they're gathering all this information from beat reporters and people, you know, close to these organizations to see who's actually going to play. So it all depends on that. So you see like some bigger spreads like Philadelphia, 4.5-point favorite, because why? I think there's a report that Jalen Hurts is probably going to get at least a quarter or a few drives or something like that. So these guys that are playing a substantial amount of time and are starters, you know, of course, they're going to be more favored. Also, home field advantage factors in a little bit, not as much in preseason as it does during the regular season. It's typically 3 points, but preseason is more like a 1.5. So that's, you know, kind of how the line gets factored into as well. And then it's just really keeping an eye on depth and also history. Baltimore's won 20 straight preseason games.
Yeah.
So they're 5.5-point favorites against the New York Jets this evening. And it doesn't really matter that Tyler Huntley's going to get the start. So Lamar Jackson's not playing, Mark Andrews, Marcus Williams, Marlon Humphrey, all those guys are out, but still they just have a track record of preseason excellence. So that's just another thing that gets factored into that line.
Man, we appreciate your time as always, and we appreciate you engaging us with information as well as our shenanigans.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
There you go. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayo. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Quentin Mayo's analysis, probably mostly about betting and stuff and not the first thing we started with. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. All right. Are you ready for a quick pivot?
Let's pivot.
Now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, I believe, live from Denver. It's Mickey Spagnola.
I am alive, and I am in Denver.
Woo-hoo!
How's it going, Mickey?
It's great. Boy, this is a nice sunny day here, Mile High. Fans are out sitting on a hill. They claim there's going to be 7,000. Now, I don't know about a head count on that hill, but there's quite a few orange T-shirts in that crowd. So, yeah, it looks like a great day to watch a football practice.
Hey, what's the expectation on Will Greer this week? Because I saw that McCarthy said that if he doesn't practice Friday, he won't play Saturday, and that's a huge opportunity for him.
Yeah, and Friday's kind of a walkthrough, so I don't know if that's sort of deflecting him not playing on Saturday. But, yeah, it would have been a great opportunity. He's got a little bit of a pulled groin muscle. And, you know, I was thinking that he probably would have started the game. But unfortunately, that happened the other day in practice. I think it was I've lost track of days, guys. I think it was Monday, Tuesday, somewhere in there. And so, yeah, you know, it's going to be Cooper Rush and Ben DiNucci when they get to Saturday if he can't go, because I guarantee you Dak's not going to – they may not even give him shoulder pads.
Is that because you thought Greer had the inside track then to take the two spot?
No, I'm sorry, Kevin. I think because they just needed to see him in game situation. They know what Rush is, right? They know – I think they're testing the altitude here on some long kicks, because that was 50, 60, that was 62 yards, by the way.
Wow. For who?
I think Learum hit that one.
There we go.
It went like 5 yards past the end line. So
wow.
I think it was good, too. I can't see. I didn't have a good angle. I should have stayed where I was, because – where they want us mostly standing, we're right behind, we're 100 yards away, but behind the goalposts, and you can see perfectly if it's good or not. I don't have to stand underneath it to see it, right?
No.
Yeah, it must have been Learum, because now Maher's kicking now. Yeah, so, but yeah. So anyway, going back to trying to answer your question, you know, and from Rush's standpoint, you know, in his back pockets, that win over Minnesota. And Mike talked about it yesterday that, you know, we know that. We've seen him do that, and that's a huge plus in his favor. So they need to see more of Will Greer. And who knows, you know, if he kicks well, and I mean, kicks well, plays well, you know, they can keep all three and then continue this to see, you know, who stands out to be the backup quarterback. But I do think there's a competition there.
How's Jayron Kearse doing? Because that thing pops up and just keeps like back in a physical position like that.
Yeah, Mike said today when he did the press conference
McCarthy.
Sorry, Mike. I didn't hear your voice. I thought maybe you had a day off or something. You know,
I'm here.
I'm might have to go to baseball early.
I'm listening to you.
He's judging.
He said that he's trying to go. They're going to see how he works in warm-ups, and then they'll decide if he's going. Doesn't sound like Trayvon Diggs is going to go. And guys that have been missing, I think they're going to continue to be missing. So, but, yeah, those guys, you know, they would like to at least have them ready to go in the game, because, as he said, if there's, you know, in this thing, if they have 16 snaps, in a team period, they would like the starters to go 10 plays and get the majority of the work, the rest for the second, and then the younger guys will probably get all the work in the preseason game.
I know he's not good to go or out there practicing, but will the Cowboys like interact or see Randy Gregory?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to hack a seat since he's on PUP. I don't know what other teams' rules are, if he might be available afterwards for an interview or not. You know, Mike talked about him and, said, hey, it's a business and can't fault him for, what he did or whatever. But he had shoulder surgery and he's still on PUP, so he hasn't practiced yet. I don't know if that falls into that category of availability or not, but it'd be nice to see him. And, I don't know that he ever answered the questions about why he decided to do a U-turn after agreeing to a deal.
Oh, man. Mickey's out there deciding the backup quarterback, the starting kicker, and ready to ask Randy Gregory the tough question.
Get up in his grill. Get up in that grill,
Mickey.
I
hope we get the opportunity. You know, the other neat thing about this, and, Mike talked about it. Mike McCarthy talked about it yesterday. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
When he was coaching with Paul Hackett, Nathaniel Hackett's dad, he said he remembered when, Nathaniel was 5 years old and they were all at Pittsburgh. But you know what the funny story about all that? So I'm sure you guys know, Paul Hackett was the Cowboys offensive coordinator. And I want to say it was for 2 years, 86 and 87. 86. He had the number one offense in the league after 8 games. Cowboys were 6-2. The Giants were 6-2. And the ninth game, Danny White broke his wrist playing against the Giants at Giants Stadium. And the Cowboys season went downhill. They only won one more game. And the Giants never lost another game.
Wow.
But Paul Hackett had that offense going with, Tony Dorsett and Herschel Walker. And so he was supposed to be the offensive coordinator. And then Tom Landry and Tex Schramm got in the button heads in 88 because Tex wanted Tom to move on from Ernie Stotner as the defensive coordinator.
Of course.
And I think Tom pulled rank and said, okay, if that's the case, then I'm going back to being the offensive coordinator. And so that's how Hackett ended up going to Pittsburgh. And when he was at Pittsburgh, that's where Mike McCarthy got his start as a volunteer assistant when he first got a job. Yeah, he was working. I don't know if you guys know the story. Mike was working part-time on the overnight shift at a toll booth so he could afford to work for free for the University of Pittsburgh coaching before he actually got hired, I think, in either 89 or 90 as a low-level assistant. And then when Hackett went to Kansas City to join Marty Schottenheimer, he brought McCarthy along as basically a quality control assistant. So it's funny how things work out, and now he's coaching against the kid he used to watch running around like a rug rat at practice at the University of Pittsburgh.
Appreciate it very, very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. See you guys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Ah, so that's what glasses are for. We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip. Buttermilk biscuit.
Well done, gentlemen. Do you want to start with a super happy story or a story about glasses?
Happy.
Okay. Yannick Ngakoue put out a tweet. Hey, at Colts Nation, where are my local teachers at? With school right around the corner and knowing the challenges of what you face getting the proper items in your classroom, I want to help. Please drop your Amazon wish list so I can take a look. Surprises are my thing. So people did, and so he delivered. And there are multiple teachers who were like, well, here's one. I am so emotional tonight. Thank you so much to Yannick Ngakoue. Your generosity and love for our Indiana communities means so much to so many people. And it had like all these gifts that he sent over. And there are other teachers who said kind of like the exact same thing. So Yannick Ngakoue, who just the other day, or maybe it's last week, was like, man, I love Indiana, is like, I want to help out the teachers. Teachers dropped in their wish list and he dropped off all kinds of stuff.
He also did this with small businesses to visit. And is that what you're talking about with the I love Indy kind of thing?
He loves Indiana. He just said, like, he literally was like, I found my place. I love it here. Like, I know, I don't know if like contracts in the future would force him to move teams, but he sounds like he legit loves the state of Indiana.
Somebody ended up tweeting him this picture, Kevin, which is
that is the biggest chicken fried steak, and it's on a bun. So
is it a tomato?
The chicken fried steak is the size of a pizza.
So pretty much, Mike, it's called a chicken fried steak hamburger. The bread I don't know if you're aware of that or not. It's a hamburger.
Wolchek got a kick out of that. He's getting ready for Rangers pregame in there. And he's like, interesting.
I'll work on that. All right, we go from that to go ahead.
Well, no, I'll stay on topic. I was thinking chicken fried steak, but
we can have a chicken fried steak discussion at some point. Now, we go to Tony Jefferson, the safety for the Baltimore Ravens. This is an actual tweet, and it makes a lot of sense. Quote, I can't even lie. I stopped wearing my glasses years ago, and that might have been the dumbest thing I've done. I can see so much clearer and further with my glasses. It's wild.
Mm.
It's that last part in particular that I'm like, is it wild? Like, that's what glasses are for, right?
He wore contacts in college and then stopped when he got to the pros. That's insane. Why would you stop?
Yeah, you got those for a reason, right?
I guess, was it Dowdle last year that went with those with the glasses and everything because his contacts slid in behind his eyeball or something?
If you're with somebody or friends with somebody or whatever that wears glasses, is it inevitable at some point that you will try on their glasses?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All the kids. I just want to see what they see, but I don't see it the same. Here's a trick I learned.
Oh.
If you take your iPhone, which you don't have, and you
maybe I can't use my
iPhone.
I don't know
if it works this way. And you hold their glasses up to it like it's your glasses, and then hit the focus button. You'll see through the phone what they see whenever they don't have glasses.
Whoa.
So I did learn that. Somebody did have a tweet of Tony Jefferson, Kevin. And it says he's the guy in the long white socks who missed his gap by a casual 30 yards here. So maybe,
oh no,
maybe it'll help out if he adds those back to his game.
Because I definitely tried on my wife's glasses and I was like, holy moly, this is
the first time Avery put his glasses on at Target. He walked out to the Target room and looked down and goes, Dad, there's flecks in the floor. And I felt so bad because I was like, all this time, you didn't know what things looked like.
It is sad. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched those videos, and I swear we'll move on, of like where they're trying out the experimental glasses for kids who can see color for the first time.
Or deaf kids that hear for the first time.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. If you are in a bad mood and want all of the feels, so maybe I need to watch more of these videos, is that gives me all of the feelings. All right, let's talk about Tom Brady. You heard Quentin Mayo make allusions to this. Todd Bowles, said yesterday that Tom Brady will not be with the team until after the second preseason game due to a personal matter. So he'd already missed three practices since the start of last week, and now they're just like, you're good. And so he'll be gone this weekend. He'll be gone all throughout next week. And he'll come back after that. Now, clearly, I don't think this is going to impact them like leading into the game. Because like I said, I think Tom Brady could stop whatever he's doing, sit on the couch, show up 5 minutes before the game to open the season and be just fine. But it is an interesting story to keep an eye on is that he will be out for the next couple of weeks.
So you're saying if Blaine Gabbert or Kyle Trask
win that game
or Ryan Griffin were on the field, We got a chance?
No, we're going to win. And if we don't win that game with not Tom Brady playing, well, this season's going to be long as hell.
27-0.
We win.
Sunday Night Football.
Nice.
Shut out.
Yeah.
So what's the personal matter?
He didn't say, and I haven't heard anything overnight.
I'm going to be like, something stupid, by the way. Or to be like, it's something very serious, and then lay it out and be like, oh, okay. But I understand there's privacy and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of the same thing with, like, Joe Witt and stuff like that.
He accidentally ate a banana.
He had a strawberry. Yeah.
Okay.
And the season's
You know
over.
What? I'll tell you this. If I'm not saying this at all, I want to make that very clear. But if for some reason he was panicking with his body because he ate a banana or a strawberry, then I think Todd Bowles should be for stupid reasons. But I don't believe any of that is the case. And Todd Bowles said he's not worried about it affecting Brady's ability to play at the highest level this
okay.
year. So
all right.
Take that for what you will. Are you okay with Kyle Shanahan griping about his choice of hats in the NFL? He said, there's not enough options. He said, I have a beef with them right now. It's a tough issue going on. I don't know about that.
Because he's a flat bill guy, right?
He likes wearing the hat you've never seen before.
Okay, yes.
And being
the
that
smallest
guy.
Logo or like the thing that you're just like, where do you get that? Is that even issued? He likes kind of the non-issued hat.
And he wants to wear the older ones now because of that. And he goes, now they said I got to wear these new hats. And he goes, I don't want to wear the new hat. I want to wear the previous year's hat.
Do what Rob Lowe did. Just get the NFL logo hat and just wear that one and be like, I support the NFL at this game.
But not other things that Rob Lowe has done, right?
Like what?
Like block me on Twitter.
Why? Why did he do that?
Oh, you were against the Atkinson's diet?
No, it was, I think I'm one of three people have me blocked on Twitter. He's one of them. And it was when the Cowboys lost a playoff game. Emotions are raw. He goes, that's what the Dallas Cowboys get, karma. And I quote tweeted and said, you better hope that's not a real thing considering the things you've done in your life. And then blocked.
That was a good block. I would have blocked
you. It was a good tweet.
Which is probably fair.
A good tweet.
You know what? I think so as well. But yeah, I got blocked. And then I also know I got blocked with Oberman because he was going after, it might have been Sharif. It was somebody at the
station.
It
was definitely Sharif, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, Sean, you should probably just let this go. He's got a lot of free time on his hands and nothing to do but argue with you. And
who else? Who else blocked you?
I don't remember who the other person is.
Is it Mike?
I need to.
Mike blocks people.
Oh, yeah.
I block people all the time.
You know what? There's a good chance at one point I was blocked.
I blocked people yesterday.
Oh.
I blocked a person yesterday.
Oh, no.
I forget his name.
You'll see if I've been blocked by Mike today.
No. I keep unblocking you, but then it keeps...
Why do you keep blocking him again?
I'm not blocking him. It's like my phone has decided that, like, no... You made a wrong decision. We're going to re-block it. And then it's like, I can't tweet you. And then I'm like, I unblocked you. And then my phone decides to block him again.
Mm-hmm. His phone.
I don't know how technology works.
You know what? I actually
works.
Do believe him.
It's a
Corey,
smartphone. It does what it wants
to
do.
He usually tells the truth. You might not like it, but he tells you like what he thinks is.
So you believe that his phone is just programmed a certain way?
My phone does things that it wants to do.
I think he would tell you, and he would just say, yeah, I blocked you again because
we're good, right? Like, you're unblocked right now, right?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
All right. All
right. I'll go see.
Well, now, unfortunately, it feels like we have to talk about this every single day. Maybe we should just give up talking about it at some point. Deshaun Watson. Now, in case you missed it, word did come down that if Deshaun Watson gets suspended for the entire season, his contract will, in fact, roll over. So it will still be a five-year contract, like moving into 2023. Meanwhile, multiple people told a source with a Pro Football Network that, and these people both have extensive background in prosecuting domestic violence and sexual assault cases. One of them said, I think he'll get a 12-game suspension now. And then the other one said it is a slam dunk that Deshaun Watson will receive a suspension of at least a year.
Wow. Okay. Slam dunk it is.
In the meantime.
In football.
That's right. They need to.
Come on, fix that.
Yeah.
It'll be a touchdown.
In the meantime, Mike brought up a great point of he's scheduled to start the preseason game. So while we go through all this,
you can play the preseason.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Yeah. And he's been in training camp and everything like that. So, like, while we're on the precipice of maybe a longer suspension, he will be out there. So
he might play the whole game at this point. Like, you're not going to play for a long time. That'd be 2 years of not playing. I mean,
get
I think if you're
reps,
the Browns,
bro.
You might want to think about, I know he's not going to do it tomorrow against my Jacksonville Jaguars, but I mean, you might get to the point where, look, we know he's going to get suspended more than six games. We know he's going to fight it, but it doesn't matter because even if he wins, he won't win probably until like week 15. Maybe you do play him the whole preseason game.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who feels bad about that viral video? Plus, what is the ceiling for a healthy linebacking core with the Cowboys? Could it be best in the league? We'll talk about it all next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.